Jack Armstrong is down at the NBA draft. It takes place tonight. Here he is on Overdrive. What's happening, Jack?
I'm great. I'm back home in Brooklyn. I just had lunch with my mom and my Aunt Bridie. You know, and as tradition, we went to a place called McMahon's, a little Irish pub for lunch.
Nice.
And no one ever goes, you know, it's like, I love Italian food. People never say, hey, let's go eat Irish, you know, but we actually ate Irish.
Scott, so what's the Irish menu? Like a couple wings and like two beers? Or is that like the menu or what?
Well, I have to behave myself. I'm on television later on, so the beers will be after I work tonight. But no, just it's pretty much basic stuff, but there's a lot of pints of Guinness going in the place. And my mom's 92, so she's not rolling like that. But we had a good lunch. So it's good to be home, and it's fun. And just another night of basketball never ends, but it could be a historic night in Canadian basketball history. I mean, there's potentially five guys that theoretically could be drafted in the first round. So I'm not sure if it'll happen. It all depends on the taste of the teams drafting. But I know one thing, there'll be at least three drafted, and theoretically there could be four or five.
Jack, we were just talking about the Kawhi situation. Do you have a gut feeling what might transpire with this situation? There's all kinds of options. And I think everybody in Toronto was thinking, God, if he just stayed one more year, even if it was just one, Brian just said it would take care of everything. He won the championship, and he still wanted to stay in Toronto. Do you have a gut feeling on what might happen?
I don't. I mean, to your point about the 1 year, I mean, you know, he could, you know, a lot of these guys, they sign shorter-term deals with options, you know, just to protect themselves. Or, you know, even a longer-term deal with a few options. So, you know, that could be the case, whether it be here or anywhere else, you know. So I think if you're Kawhi Leonard, you're looking at specifically the Raptors and their roster, I mean, generally speaking, the core of their team will be together again next year. He and Danny Green are the obviously if Kawhi opts out, which he will, you know, they'll be unrestricted guys. So, but if he decides to come back, who's to say that the Raptors don't bring a Danny Green back because they can exceed their own cap? So it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. But I think you see it a lot with guys where they'll sign a deal, but they have the option to opt out again, just to explore their options. And, you know, in a situation like Toronto, you know, he might want to revisit what the roster is going to look like, whether it be a year from now, 2 years, 3 years from now, whatever. I don't know. But I feel, and I've said this all along, I feel really good about the sales pitch that the Raptors have. I think it's compelling. I think he's lived it. He's seen it. He's experienced it. He's touched it. That, hey, man, you know, this is a great situation, and congratulations that you're a free agent, and you can explore other. I haven't used it, and that's fun. But, you know, we have the best scenario in place for you from a basketball perspective, your long-term health perspective, and obviously from a financial perspective in terms of security and you know, being able to provide him a lot more money than anyone else can provide. And if he wants a little flexibility in terms of opt-outs, I'm sure that's an open discussion that can be had. So, again, I just feel like the Masai Ujiri and Bobby Webster, Nick Nurse, the coaching staff, the executives, the ownership, the support staff, you know, the medical staff, they've all done a fabulous job of you know, presenting the absolute proverbial best foot forward. And I feel pretty confident about that. Does that swing him to stay? I have no clue. But if he leaves, it won't be because every stone was unturned, every I was dotted, every T was crossed.
Well, and the East, again, is changing as well. I mean, Boston, they're going way back. Like, unless they can sign a couple of guys who they're not currently connected to, I think Kyrie Irving is out, Al Horford is opted out, and it sounds like he's gone. Chris Middleton has now opted out, but I think he's going to rework a deal in Milwaukee. But I don't know how much Milwaukee is really going to add.
What do you think about the league where guys just like opt out? It's like everyone's like, I'm opting out to go to my super team. Or
well, a lot of them opt out just to make more money.
I kind
of
like it.
They opt out to make more money. That's
what Kawhi's doing. It makes our job somewhat easy. We get to talk about
this. I guess I'm like Carolina Hurricane this right now, where it's like the small. Like, everybody would opt out in Carolina, saying, well...
Yeah, but here's the thing is, Irving and Horford are opting out of the most winningest team in the history of the league. They're not leaving Memphis. Like, they're like, I'm leaving Boston. So, it's not only about, hey, I'm leaving these donkey teams that can't do anything for me. Right. Like, these...
I like it, Brian. The guys have options, but I just... It seems like it's like... I'm out of here. Like the opt out shouldn't even be an option.
I think it
to
keeps,
opt out.
It keeps pressure on management. You know, that's what a lot of it is.
You're right about that. Because if you don't provide a good team, I'm out.
Right.
And Jeff and Jamie, you guys are obviously retired professional athletes, and you know you think you know this is the era of the empowered athlete who has takes ownership of their career. They're an advocate for their own health and safety, and. You know, I think there's a lot of benefits to it from an athlete perspective. And you guys made a good point. It keeps everyone on their toes. And so, you know, it's the best of both worlds. You could sign a long-term deal, and yet you have an opt-out or two in there that gives you the power to revisit and reboot things if need be. So, I think it's a good, healthy thing. And at the same time, players could opt out, and the team could be like, thank goodness he left, you know? So it's a little bit of both. But, with Boston, you're right. I mean, they were one of the major challengers this year to the Raptors. And then you have Milwaukee and Philadelphia, and probably Indiana would have been that fifth team. Unfortunately, Oladipo got hurt. But, you know, I could really see right now if Kawhi Leonard comes back, and things play out in Philly and Boston like I think they will. I don't think Jimmy Butler will be around. Excuse me. Then I look at Toronto and Milwaukee as the two teams in the East that, you know, that are really major league favorites. Now, unless something crazy happens here in Brooklyn or in New York with the Knicks, but even if Kyrie gets here, is he going to make the Nets a 55-60 win team? I think D'Angelo Russell's had a great year for them. Now, I think Kyrie Irving's a better player than D'Angelo Russell, but is he going to move the needle that much? You know, the other name that was in play was Kevin Durant. He's hurt. Even if he goes to the Knicks or Nets, he's not going to do anything next season.
Yeah. How is New York reacting to the idea of R.J. Barrett going third overall?
Well, I mean, they all had that sight set here for Zion, and so now I think they're, you know, it's more of a, okay, you know, we're getting a B+, A- player rather than A+ guy. But who knows, RJ Barrett could end up being the better pro. Only time will tell, but there's a little sense of disappointment because they put all their eggs in the basket and they tanked like crazy to get there, and it didn't work out. And you have the people here in New York, they look down their nose at a place like New Orleans and Memphis that have the picks ahead of them. How dare they, right? And that's just the arrogance of Knick fans. But I'm happy about it. You know, I can't stand them. So I'm more than happy to see teams like the Knicks and Lakers. Anytime they have issues, I'm more than happy to see that because so much of what we see sometimes from how the league operates is so New York, L.A. centric.
Well, enjoy it down there, Jack. We'll catch you on SportsCenter tonight, and we'll do it again down the road. Thank you, buddy.
Guys, my pleasure. Have a great night.
It's Jack Armstrong, live from Brooklyn, New York.